Hey guys, it's me again, Randy. Last time I did the podcast, I told you to leave a comment or a like below, and that's my fault. You can't comment or hit a like button on these, only on YouTube. But where I left off last time is about your beliefs. What is holding you back? What kind of belief that you would like to get rid of, that you can't put your finger on how to do it? That was me for a long time. And a lot of it was, I always had to felt like I had to be in control of things. I had to be in charge. Things had to go my way. And I tried to, on my own, to try to take care of this and not try to be that way. But I always felt myself going back to it because it was built in me. It was built in me from a long time ago. So whenever I saw an opportunity to do something in the area as far as like a job or at home, I felt like I had to control how it went. And today I want to tell you that's not the case. It doesn't have to go my way anymore. You know, I can accept that the other person has just as good as an idea as me. I might not agree with it, but you know, I don't have to. I have that right. And just like the other person has the right to not like my idea. Not everybody has to like me, and I used to think everybody had to like me, and if they didn't like me, I needed to know why. I had to try to figure it out. What is going? Why don't they like me? And that played a huge part on my self-esteem, my self-worth, my confidence in myself. Because like I said, it all goes back to early in my years. I'm 51. I think I might be 52. Yes, sometimes you just don't keep up with it anymore. Just another day. But early in childhood, I grew up in a military home. My mom was Korean. My dad was American military, career military. And that's how we got treated at home. We had two separate cultures. You know, I had the military life. Then I had my mom's side, the Korean culture. And the Korean culture has a lot of respect and culture. A certain way you had to do things, just like the military. And it was hard, you know, growing up here in the state of Tennessee and watching these other kids play around and do their thing, but I couldn't be there. You know, I had to do my chores. Not just chores. You know, I can remember one summer, well, probably about three or four summers. Me and my other brother, Daryl, we're about 9 and 10 years old. And we're out in our front yard busting these boulders with a sledgehammer and a chisel. No lie. I guess my dad was trying to build enough discipline. But a lot of times I just felt like he had something for us to do. He wanted us to always be busy. And that paid a toll on us. And today, now, I don't like to go cut wood. I hate it. But I'll do it if I have to. Back to the beliefs. I don't have to be in control anymore because I can sit back now and think, you know, I can thank God that it's okay for me not to put my two cents in. I always felt like I had to because I've always felt like they didn't know it all. Well, guys, I don't know it all. You don't know it all. You know, there's only one that knows it all, and that's our Heavenly Father. That's God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the only way I could get rid of that, you know, after a lot of searching, trying to figure out what I was doing wrong, was to really dig in and pray about it. And I read a lot of books, I listened to a lot of podcasts and tapes, watched some YouTube videos, you know, of hidden beliefs, habits, behaviors. And some of them, you know, a lot of information out there, by the way, and I encourage you to search it out. But through prayer, God brought back to my memory certain things, events in my life, early life that had happened. And, you know, as far as being, I felt like I had abandonment. I had abandonment issues growing up. Even though my mom and dad were there, but they wasn't there for a child that I thought they would be. You know, so I had to fend for myself. I always felt like I had to try to deserve their love, get their attention. Then finally, you know, you gave up. You went somewhere else to your friends. And you try to get their attention. And your brothers and sisters, you know, you just wanted to be accepted. And you have to really dig to find this in your life. And in that searching and the trying to be accepted, I pushed people away. They didn't want to be around me because I was too clingy. And then that put another layer on top of it. And that put, you know, I wasn't good enough for them. And then I labeled myself as broken. Something was wrong with me. Because I didn't fit in these crowds. I didn't know how to fit in. Because I was always being rejected. And all I really wanted was acceptance. And from my parents. I see that now. But I couldn't see it then. And the only way I saw that is when God started bringing back to my memory a certain events in my childhood. And I started replaying this back. And also, you know, the word says the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. And I do believe that. If you really want it and expect it and take God at His word, it'll be revealed in you. And it's not going to come from outside. It's going to be an aha moment. Yeah. An aha, man. But then an aha moment's going to take you to your knees and you're going to cry like a little baby at 51 years old. But then you're going to be thankful because it's such a release when that happens. And after looking at these events in my life, I started putting together, you know, the first event, the second event, the third event, each event added another, like on a combination lock, right? You got certain sequences of numbers before you can unlock that lock. Well, every time one of these events happened, that just reaffirmed another combination, another number. It just added another number to where it was harder to unlock that lock. And eventually I couldn't unlock it because I couldn't see all the numbers, the combination. And God revealed it to me through meditation and prayer and reading His word. I couldn't find it any other way. The acceptance and being abandoned on my parents, you know, that's a hard one for a child because it allays so many other issues out in your life. And you're only working on one, but there's so many attached to that one. When you find that one, you're going to go, well, who am I now? Because you identified with those beliefs. You built your life around those beliefs, your habits, everything, your friends, the way you do things are built around these beliefs that are conditioned in us. And to remove them and then cut them at the core, now who are you? You have to rediscover that all again. That was my journey, and it still is. I'm rediscovering who I am because I'm worth it. I'm good enough I deserve it. Before, I wasn't good enough. I didn't deserve it, and I wasn't worthy. And I wasn't worthy to accept God's love. I wasn't worthy to accept the promises He had for me. I could believe it for you, but I couldn't believe it for me because I didn't think I deserved it. I thought I was a sinful child, sinful person, and I couldn't be forgiven. And when I thought I was forgiven, because I didn't cut it at the core, it always came back in my life. And to where I always played that scenario again, oh, forgive me, Lord, for my past. But until it really cut, until I asked God, please cut it, after I identified it, just cut it. And when He cuts it, He releases it. And you're so much lighter inside. And guys, it's going to take a little work, but you can do it. And I can't tell you how to do it. I can't lay out a certain way of steps. That's not how it is. Because you're going to have to do this on your own. All I can do is offer suggestions and have my experience. You know, when there had a certain events happened in my life. In 1 month, you know, my daughter wrecks one of my cars. And then in the same month, I slam into another vehicle. Both vehicles are total. You know, that's a major event in my life. And I'm going to church. And all I could think about is, man, people must think I'm sinful. That judgment's been handed down to me. Yeah, that happened because he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing. No, I wasn't doing anything. So I just zoned out. You know, like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to feel it because I felt like, why, God? Why? What did I do? What am I doing that I deserve all this misfortune in my life? But I turned it around after a little time of searching. I turned it around and it was an eye-opener to me. I started seeing things a little bit differently. God squeezed me enough to start looking at myself. It wasn't that I was a sinful person. It was that, what am I believing in my life? What am I believing in my life about God? About who I am? About what's going on around me? And my eyes got open, and they're still opening every day. And it's not an easy journey, but sometimes it is. When God released in me the behavior of acceptance and kind of being in control all the time, it all stemmed back to being my mom and dad not giving me enough attention, abandonment issues. I wanted that attention. I craved it. Every child needs it. And when I took a look at it in my mind, in my memories, in my mind, and went back and saw it, you know, I did apply some of the stuff that I had read and have listened to on the podcast and watched in the YouTubes. You know, that event that, man, I suck. Why wasn't my dad there? You know, I must not be good enough for him. There's something wrong with me. And I carried that through childhood. But when I look at it in a different way, like, well, my dad was a busy man. You know, he's military. When you're career military, you're career-minded. You know, he lived his life around the military. That was his life. And it rolled off into his kids. And that was it. It wasn't that he didn't love me. I don't know. So there was no label over me that said that I wasn't good enough, that I'm not worthy. There wasn't. There isn't. And if you look and back in your life, you're not going to see any label over those memories. So just take a look at it like a third person and look at it a little bit differently. Because my mom could have been so busy that she's trying to gain the respect of her friends and family. And there's five of us, you know. She's got a lot. And it's hard for a mom. I want to say single because even though they wasn't, my dad was military career. And you did not talk to my dad about a whole lot of issues or anything. And my mom, she couldn't spread it out so much. She was doing mom things, you know. And I know they both loved me. And they did the best they could. And I don't hold it against them anymore. But when that release happens, there is such a freedom. You're going to discover you're going to discover yourself all over again. It's a great journey. Sometimes it's a difficult journey, but it's such a freedom in this journey. You can recreate your life, your identity, who you think you are. And that's the fun part, because you can become whoever you want to be now once you get these out of your life, because there's no barriers. There's no blocks. thank you guys for tuning in, listening. And my name's Randy, and hopefully I'll have another podcast out again. Again, all I want to do is maybe help give tools and ideas and suggestions on the journey that you're in. Thank you, and have a blessed day.